Whether as a missionary, an attorney fighting discrimination in home ownership, or an elected official, Tim Kaine says he spent a lifetime serving people. When his term as governor ended, he had no plans to hold elective office again. But then Senator Jim Webb announced his retirement, and Kaine talked it over with his wife.
Ann and I really, you know, wrestled with where is the greater good. We're very proud of this Commonwealth. We're proud of what the Commonwealth has accomplished in the last 25 years. We think many of the problems that the nation has could be addressed in smart ways if we just learn some lessons from Virginia.
The Democrat says the Congressional Supercommittee's failure to cut federal spending makes that more urgent.
Congress is clearly broken, and I think I have some things that I've learned in 16 years in office here in Virginia that I can take to Congress. I'm a doer in a body that needs more doers. I'm not a filibuster, a procedural maneuverer. When I was a mayor, I cut crime, built schools, got the economy going. When I was governor, we were best managed state, best state for business, best state to raise a child. We need people in the Senate who know how to do. The two things that most need doing is we got to get the economy growing again, and we have to deal meaningfully with our financial and budget issues.
Kaine says during the worst economy in decades, he attracted major investments to the state and made tough budget decisions.
I had to cut more than $5 billion by some measures out of the Virginia state budget. Congress needs people who know how to make cuts.
He says he would make cuts the same way in the Senate, lower the corporate income tax rate to be more globally competitive, close loopholes used by some companies to avoid taxes, and not renew some Bush-era tax cuts.
It's time to let those tax breaks expire on the top end. I think citizens who are making over $500,000 a year, they don't need that tax break. If we make cuts, those cuts are going to fall hardest on lower income and middle income people. And then finally, you fix the deficit by making the right investments.
Since senators work in their areas of expertise, Kaine has a specialty in mind.
The best thing that we can do for our economy as a nation is have the most skilled population anywhere in the world. We were number one in the world in percentage of adults with higher ed degrees 20 years ago. We're number 12 now, and we're slipping. We can't allow ourselves to continue to slip. We've got to go back to being number one. So I'd like to work on what I call talent issues, which is primarily education and workforce training.
Kaine says Virginia will also need a senator who understands military and veterans issues.
I care deeply about the issues of the country's defense and security. They're important to Virginia and important to the nation. So what I hope to do as my second issue in the Senate is really focus on defense and veterans issues to make sure that we're strong, to make sure that in a time of budget cutting, we don't do things that are unwise, that hurt our ability to protect national security.
He says some defense cuts can be made, but reducing the number of overseas bases where troops are no longer needed and using technology such as unmanned drones can lower costs. He believes Iran's nuclear threat is America's greatest foreign policy challenge. Kaine also says he's an optimist and bridge builder who wants to take to the Senate the lessons he learned working with General Assembly Republicans.
Even when I was governor with two Republican houses, there were a lot of things we didn't agree on. But if we didn't agree on transportation funding, then tomorrow we would agree to do the biggest expansion of the higher ed system in the state. Or if we didn't agree on nonpartisan redistricting, we would agree on banning smoking in restaurants and bars or Chesapeake Bay investments. I learned not to let the disagreement on an issue poison the relationship, and that's something that's really needed in Washington.
Our final segment will focus on another former governor. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.